You're listening to Wild Talk, and I'm Brian Thompson. When you're next in the supermarket, watch out for the Marine Stewardship Council's blue logo on the fish you buy. This guarantees that the fish you pop on your plate has been produced in a sustainable manner. What that means is that this species isn't being overfished to the point of extinction, and that fishermen are getting a good price for their product. One of the first community fisheries to win the MSC badge of approval were fishermen in Baja California in Mexico. Recently, I went down to take a look. Traveling down half the length of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico, I arrived in the fishing village of Bahia Tortugas. For the 5,000 or so residents, life here is quieter, simpler, but also sometimes a bit harder. Jumping on the nearest fishing boat, I was lucky enough to take to the waters of the Pacific, where we dragged up half a dozen lobster pods. Fishing for red rock or spiny lobster is the mainstay of these villages. The fishermen are very careful to measure each lobster caught, returning juveniles and females, thereby protecting the species and their livelihoods. Fishing for lobster is part of their culture, and the fishermen want to make sure there will be plenty left if their children follow in their footsteps. Andres Camacho is with one of the local fishing co-ops in Bahia Tortuga. He explains why the fishery is important.
For us it's very important because this is they are fishing for many years here, and there are a lot of resources here. We can catch fish, lobster, abalone, and you can live in good condition here.
By becoming the world's first community-based fishery to be certified as sustainable by the Marine Stewardship Council, fishermen here show how environmental and economic benefits can go hand in hand.
The people of another countries we have a very sustainability fishing, and in Mexico we are the fish fisheries certificate, and this is important for us.
These are passionate, serious fishermen who believe that taking care of the oceans is taking care of their future, and they're reaping the rewards of a well-managed, sustainable fishery.
Yes, it's good for the fishermen too, because they get a good money for his family, and that's important, because maybe for the fishermen the most important is the family, and they can get enough money for his family.
After their certification by the MSC, the fishermen of the region caught the attention of the Mexican government and the wider world. Electricity was connected to their villages, so there was power to treat their drinking water and process their lobsters. And communications facilities improved. The fishermen can now stay in touch by mobile phone. Also, the road into the village is being paved, which will drastically reduce the time to reach fish markets in the north.
Right now, the Mexican government put more money here in the town, because recently we have the electrician, and the government put better roads to get here, and this is the most important for us. The communication is better right now.
The fishermen here got to show the world that it could be done, that a healthy environment can lead to healthier profits. The blue MSC label can be seen in supermarkets around the world, assuring careful shoppers that the product they're about to buy has been harvested in a sustainable way. Coming up, we move over to the other side of Mexico for news from the Mesoamerican reef.
Can we imagine a world without fresh water? Or one where the great rivers of the Amazon or the Congo disappear forever? WWF works to conserve our planet, but we can't do it without your help. Please join us at www.panda.org and help us work for a living planet. Panda.org.